This is Kahuta from the challenge. Ryan and Ephraim, you killed it.
Okay, let's do this.
The original. You killed it. With Ryan K. and Ephraim Shunier.
Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Ephraim Shunier.
How's it going, Ephraim?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Kahuta.
Hey, Kahuta.
How you doing, Kahuta?
Kahuta's got long hair. He's glorious.
Long time no see, Kahuta.
I saw him recently.
That makes one of us.
That clip was from San Francisco, the Challenge Mania live event. And Kahuta was the last person I saw at the event. Because, you know, I had to get to Turbo first.
Of course.
I had to go through D to get to Turbo, and then...
D was in your way, what you were saying?
I mean, I'm not saying that, but, you know, you had to get through her.
Gotcha.
And then you can't have Durrell at an event and not talk to Durrell.
He is big time.
And then I had to get to Abram.
Was Kahuta the person that you were least familiar with, do
no,
you think?
No, I think I was probably least familiar with Abram.
Interesting.
Yeah. What did you think of the episode?
Not bad. Mm-hmm.
You're insane.
I feel like the whole episode was based around the Turbo Jordan stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and that stuff was all good.
Yeah.
Like, I liked all of that. And the challenge was good, too. Yeah, good episode.
There were twists and turns. I'm telling you, my heart can't take it.
Really?
I went into this episode on a false tip, I have to admit. I went into this episode on a false tip that Turbo was going to get DQ'd because of his fight with Jordan.
And where did you see that tip again?
I think I saw it on... I actually don't know, maybe on Instagram, like it popped up on someone, I was watching like a live, and it popped up on like the comments on the live.
Gotcha.
So
while they were watching the East Coast one?
No, this was earlier. Like, you know that Turbo put his hands on Jordan in the trailer.
Oh, I see.
And that was enough, like just that physical contact was enough to eliminate or to DQ Turbo.
Gotcha.
Which probably, had it been in a challenge house, maybe while they were drinking, that might have been enough to eliminate somebody. But in the end, TJ was like, oh, glad to see you guys have calmed down.
They are allowed to push people. Like,
well,
people have shoved plenty of time. Like, people have shoved already in this season, right? Haven't there been kind of shoves.
But remember when Melissa and Kaylee got into a... Or was it Kaylee or Kayla? Melissa and Kayla got into a shove match, and they were eliminated day
really?
One.
But weren't they, like, kind of throwing punches or something?
I don't remember.
Pulling hair?
I don't
if
think there
you
was,
pull hair, it's...
I don't think there was any pulling hair.
An automatic DQ.
I don't think there was any pulling hair. Could you imagine Jordan and Turbo pulling hair?
Yeah, I totally could.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great episode, actually. I thought it was better than episode 6. I was all over the place in terms of, like... I was rooting for Tori. I thought that Tori was a really great peacemaker in this episode. I was aligned with her, her way of thinking about things. And it was good to see her get an episode, finally.
I was aligned with everything except for her love for Jordan.
Well, I mean, you can't fault someone for who they fall in love with.
Sure you can.
Well, if you're going to, start with Kara and Polly.
Oh, we have plenty. We have. But now Tori's in the crosshairs.
But
she was dragged there by a maniac.
Well, that's, you know, this to me, like, she's loving someone who is a problematic person in this challenge house, right? Jordan this whole season has been going on. He's fancied himself the leader of the team. And Tori's in love with him. They're a couple. But Tori's not so in love with him and not so blinded by his behavior that she's not seeing the truth. You know,
that's a good point.
She's in her confessionals like, I remember I hated you before. I loved you. This is why you're a hothead in this house. That's how it should be. Whereas Kara's like, what? Whatever Polly does is perfect, and that's a weird situation.
You don't think that outside of the house, you think Jordan drops all this weird?
I think that Jordan's probably pretty cool, except for all the moths in his closet, I assume, all the holes in his clothes.
Yeah.
Do you think he puts those there intentionally? Because, you know, he's a designer.
Does. Oh, he is?
He's a fashion designer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so lame.
Yeah. Well, he designs those holes.
Ooh.
They're perfectly placed.
They are.
I need three small ones on the collar and one right on the chest.
But nothing too close to the center of the chest, because that's where the medallion on my necklace is going to fall.
Exactly. You don't want to see that under the
clash.
Chest. Yeah. So we start out with everybody coming into the house, and the Nani drama from last week is virtually forgotten, never spoken about once in this episode, which leads me to believe it was never really big drama.
Yeah.
Like we said.
Yeah.
Like we we investigated last week, we were sleuths and we realized, like, this ain't no big deal.
Yeah, they're just playing it up. They needed some extra.
They did. To Episode fill some 6 minutes. Was, yeah, it was a doozy. But I'm happy to see that Jenny feels good about her win. She's proved herself in the house. Everybody knew to look at her that she was a strong competitor, but then to go into the challenge or to go into the elimination and just really prove it, that's a big deal. So then we see a little bit of Turbo and Nani. What is he drawing?
It looked like he was making some sort of puzzle, but like, maybe he was just doodling.
I don't know what he was doing. Do you remember those things? Did you ever do those things in like elementary school where people would like fold papers and then like
Wish maker?
Yeah, and then you'd have to like pick a flap. That's what it looked like he was doing.
It kind of looked like that, but it looked like he had started there, but then tore it up out of a fit of rage.
Schoolboy games.
Yeah.
But it was nice to hear Turbo say, I want to take Nani to a final. I couldn't have been happier.
Nani and Turbo are a good pair.
They are a really good pair.
We saw more of a good pair of them like later in the episode, but we'll get there in a second.
That's true, but like she was saying that he's my only friend in the house. I really like Turbo. She seems to have this effect on him that she can calm him down.
Why do you think there isn't anything...
romantic?
Because
his mom's watching. He said it last season. My mom's watching. I'm not going to kiss girls in front of my mother. Who I've come out to.
Oh, no. I see. Yeah, you don't want to confuse mom.
Right. No, I don't think Turbo's gay anymore. I used to wish and pray, but I don't think he is. But I would love to see Turbo with Nani. That's a nice little pairing.
Yeah, so what the hell is going on?
Yeah, like, come on. Get to it. You know, if anything had happened so far, they would have shown it.
Yeah, and like, also, I feel like the dynamic of their relationship would be slightly different if something had happened.
Agreed.
I don't feel like anything's happened when I see them.
Yeah,
together.
But I think that if there is any woman in the house for Turbo, it's Nani. I don't think that there's any other...
Well, fine, but, you know, slim pickings.
Well, I mean, what do you mean slim pickings? There's a lot of hot girls in there.
Yeah, but I'm not just talking about hot. I'm talking about, like, sensible and, you know...
Yeah. Yeah, mature. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be a certain quality.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I stan Nani. I know that not everyone does, but I do.
People don't like Nani?
Some people don't. Hmm. You know, some people can't get over a girl who just wants to have fun.
But that doesn't seem like Nani anymore.
Not anymore. Too bad.
She's all business now.
She just wants to win, goddammit.
Her days of fucking Johnny Riley on the couch.
John and Kahada. That's why we played Kahada.
Behind back.
Yeah. Oh, man. Over. We got a chance to see, speaking of Nani, we got a chance to see Nani doing masks on everyone, on Josh, Georgia, and Bear were doing masks. Mm-hmm. And you know Nani has, you know, she's an esthetician. Anesthetician? No, she doesn't anesthetize people. She does skin work. And she was like, it was great to see her, like, in her element, you know, she's doing it. And then Bear said something, and she's like, no, guys get this done, too. And it was all professional.
It looked very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people are going to get mad at Georgia for her gray face?
Yeah, well, good call.
Josh says, I'm not sure if Georgia's over Bear.
Josh.
Come on, buddy.
Josh, it's so sad watching all that.
I wanted a confessional at the end when Bear was eliminated. I wanted a confessional from Josh, like, yes!
I know,
I've got
right?
my chance.
Yeah. My chances have just increased by like 5%.
That's the only... only 5?
Mm.
Yeah.
Sorry, Josh.
You know that's the only reason he was really rooting for Joss.
For sure.
Like, get him out!
Yeah.
Kill him! Please, for the love of God! This episode kind of, even though I really enjoyed it, and I was into it, probably because I was a little drunk when we started it, but I was really into it, but it was kind of all over the place, right?
A little.
We start at the very beginning with Nani saying, like, Turbo is my only friend. If he leaves the house, I don't know what I'll do. Really kind of setting it up for... I had that tip that Turbo was going to be DQ'd.
Yeah.
And so I was really, like, I believed that they were setting it up for him to leave.
Yeah, when I had heard that, I was thinking, oh, that's interesting.
It really felt that they were going that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jordan comes in with the dishes. What the hell? Like, what did that mean in the long run? Except for to prove that Jordan's kind of a dick.
Yeah, like setting up that Jordan has problems with everyone and then setting up, like, the possibility that Turbo could be going home. And like just
right,
setting
just
the
really
ball rolling in that direction.
Yeah, they're really just redirecting us.
Yeah, like clearly they knew what they were doing, showing that drama on the commercial, and mm-hmm. then it's like they planned this all out.
Right,
like they're teasing us or something.
Right, it's like they know what they're doing. Cam and Kara get a chance to speak on Jordan, and they're like, "God, Jordan, nobody made you the boss. And then Kara's like, he's just kind of a prick.
Yeah, he seems like a prick. And like if some dickhead were screaming at me about dishes or like carrying a pyramid, who the fuck is this guy?
Ashley looked great today. Did you notice?
She didn't look too bad.
Yeah, her hair. I love her new hair. It seems natural.
Really? She grew all that hair in a matter of...
You can always tell when Ashley's got a weave. You can always tell.
So you're saying that this is real hair?
I think so. Wow. There was one shot where it was just long and down to the side.
Crazy.
So I'm like living for it.
Or maybe $1 million can buy a good weave.
Well, that's true. A weave that not $500,000 could buy.
Yeah.
A weave that you need $1 million for. Yeah, a full million. Tori and Ashley were talking too, and Tori's kind of revealing her woes about Jordan. Like, there's never a perfect relationship. And Ashley's like, well, you know, if you found the right one, there's never a right one.
Ashley seems like a good person to talk to, where she'll be like, well, she'll just let you, if you say so, you know. It's your life.
Exactly. Whatever you want to do is fine.
Yeah.
It's funny because Ashley has been really skating under the radar.
For sure. Not getting too drunk.
Not
screaming in people's faces.
Which shows a mature Ashley that we really haven't seen before. So far, the pressure of the house usually gets to her about halfway through towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we see her kind of take her head out of the game and get involved in the house drama. Like when Johnny threw, what did he throw? Her like toilet seat. Remember the toilet seat? He threw it in the pool once. And then she was like, I want a ticket home now. Don't you remember?
Talk about the weird thing to lose it over.
Yeah. And then that one challenge where she left like the first day.
Yeah.
And then the other challenge where she left like the first day or threatened to. But I'm ready to see. I mean, like, I'm really appreciating that she's skating under the radar, not ruffling any feathers. And that's the way to play, I think. I think if you divide the game into three parts, the first third, I think that's the way to play it. Just skate under the radar. And she's doing a really good job of not, like, coming out.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. First third, under the radar.
Yeah, the only thing we've heard...
them pick off the newbies.
Exactly. Or the oldies, in this case.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, and the only thing that she's really done this whole season is really kind of scream at Bananas for throwing the challenge, which only helped to eliminate Bananas in the end.
So far, so good, Ashley.
I would love to see her in the final. I love her.
In another final.
Tori says she and Jordan have a soul contract. What does that mean?
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit. It's just some hippie bullshit.
You don't believe in love? You don't believe in soul love, Ryan? What is this then? What are we doing here?
This is a financial thing. This is about the money we make off this podcast.
We've monetized our Instagram.
Nothing more.
Those 25 likes we got on that one meme really, really lining our pockets.
We're going to be buying dinner off that for a couple of years.
Dinner and lunch. Maybe some breakfast.
Good breakfast, too.
What do you think about CT and Turbo? When they were talking together in the kind of like in that foyer, I kind of had the sense like CT and Turbo are basically the same in a way. Not that Turbo has proven himself the way that CT has over the years. CT's been around for a very long time, proven himself, Bananas backpack, et cetera, et cetera. Do you remember when they like were, when everybody was trying to choose the rooms, that when they were sitting there talking to each other, that's what I thought of, is when everybody was trying to choose the rooms and they just kind of like walked into the house.
They just seem like an older set of guys at this point. Like, you know, like their age is Theo and Bear, you know?
Yeah. They've grown up, even though Turbo hasn't grown up on the challenge.
Yeah. He grew up on Survivor.
Yeah. Turkish Survivor.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows the score.
But they're just kind of like, let the game prove it. Although CT seemed a little frazzled in this episode.
He didn't seem, like, people were talking about like, oh, CT is like, seeming like he's getting
losing
shaken.
It.
He's losing it. But it's like, he's not losing it that much. Like, he sees that he's not in any real danger. He's just annoyed by these annoying young kids who keep screaming, and he's just starting to get a little short with them, it seems.
Well, you don't think that there's any validity to what CT is saying? Like, okay, there's one team of best friends here, and one team of best friends here within the UK team. There's the Team Bears. And then
yeah, for sure. But I don't think that made them seem frazzled. That's just like him saying, like, hey, tell me what I want to hear. Which one of you is offering the better deal? Like,
well, but
they were arguing with each other. He's like, hey, the people that you need to be convincing, we're over here. Start talking to us about what you're going to do for us. Stop ignoring us, you know? You two fighting against each other, you're not going to change each other's votes. Focus in. I'm right here.
Right.
I'm CT. I'm
the swing vote.
Yeah.
This week, CT, there was a video where CT talked to his younger self. That was cool.
I missed that one.
If you haven't watched it, you should go find it. It's CT talking to CT in 2003 and like watching clips of himself and just commenting on it.
Did he watch any clips of him beating up Adam?
No, they didn't play that one in the final cut of the video, but he talked about his hair. He's like, get a haircut. Basically, like, get a haircut, hippie.
Take that belly button ring out.
Kind of like, calm down. Calm down. Be humble. And then he said, my favorite part was when they asked, who would win in a fight? You or you in 2003? And he's like, I'm just saying, if I have to go against myself in 2003, I'm fighting dirty. I'm bringing a bottle. I may have to shoot him.
Yeah, you would. CT in 2003, you would.
You would have to. How would you win? If not with a bottle and a gun.
Especially old-ass CT who can't run. It'd be a problem.
It's all a diversion tactic. He can run. He just doesn't want you to know he can run anymore.
He's got speed in those thick calves.
Yeah. He's playing the long game.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Resilient River Run. Was that what it was called? Resilient River Run?
Was it... Resilient Relic Run, maybe?
Maybe. No,
like,
the River Run.
I missed it. I missed it, too. And I was like, I was trying to scramble it down. Like, God, I hope Ephraim saw at least two of these words.
Resilient River Run is what I'm going with.
I hope he got the first two, because I nailed number three.
I know they're running. That's one thing I know. We got our wish, I guess, because a couple of weeks ago, we were like, remember when, like, when you would win a challenge? You'd get something like a Discman.
Yeah.
Or like $1,000.
Yeah, like a brand new CD Walkman.
Yeah. Now they got a riverboat, like a tour.
So they could drink some water.
Right.
And point it in the direction of the camera. That's what we're getting for our extra half hour, Ephraim.
Right. Exactly.
they get to put a little ad time on the screen.
That's true. More commercials and commercials within the show.
Love it.
What do you think of today's challenge?
Before we get to the challenge, there's one thing that we missed.
What
when
did
Turbo
we miss?
pointed out, like, they're all against each other. You see, when they're running there, they're looking for who's weak.
Oh yeah,
like that was very interesting. I've never heard anyone say that before. The like, they're not just practicing. They're not building each other up. They're looking to see who's the fucking weakest link.
Yeah, that's Team US for you.
That is Team US. They're imploding. They may be winning, but they seem to be imploding.
Yeah. But then Turbo then again said later, like, UK, all they do is fight. Like, so yeah. The teams are the teams. Like, each team is fighting within the team.
That's true.
So we just don't get a lot of the UK fighting because we don't know the characters, is what you said last week, which is we don't know the characters well enough for them to focus on it as much.
Obviously, UK doesn't get quite as much airtime, it seems like. I completely forgot Kaylee was even there until this episode.
How could you forget that hair in the confessional?
More than that hair.
that outfit.
But yeah, good to see her back.
I love Kaylee. You know, I felt for her when they threw her stuff off that balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And she just was like, that's not the kind of thing. That's not what I signed up for. And then quit and then left.
Mm-hmm.
But they still brought her back because they, you know, usually if someone quits, or maybe not usually, but sometimes if someone quits, they won't bring them back because it's like, well, good riddance almost. But it was really shitty what happened to her. And I felt for her. I had empathy for her from that moment forward. So I've always liked Kaylee, even though she aligns herself with Cam.
But they're not on the same team. So what? That's nothing. It's nothing.
Well, they were the first people. Don't forget, I pointed it out. Episode one, they're the first people to say, like, hey, let's look out for each other across team lines. So I think that's going to come up later at some point.
Maybe.
So into the challenge, yes?
Yeah, sounds good.
The water was there to supercharge the challenge, TJ says. And you'll win some water.
Gosh. And like, I've seen that water everywhere. That water doesn't seem...
Well, you've seen Burger King everywhere, and they used to win Burger King.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Just regular everyday products. This is an everyday game
that
we could all play. If you just go to the Spartan race... You could play. You could drink water. You could eat Burger King.
And I guess, you know, you don't advertise things that consumers can't get their hands on.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I know where I can get that. 7-Eleven. Let's go right now.
Exactly. Get some Burger King on the way.
Yeah.
CT says his team has the attention span of cockroaches, and they all have ADD, sort of foreshadowing what's going to happen later. Of course, Team US takes the lead. There were some shots where it kind of supported the narrative that UK was, like, right behind them. Coming up on them,
mm-hmm.
particularly and specifically when Jordan's like, Nani, look behind you. Where are they? And then Nani like, oh, they're right on us. Or no, it was Polly who said that. Polly's like, Nani, where? And she's like, oh, they're right behind us. And in shots like that, yes. But then there were other shots where it was like, they seem so far away.
They picked some good angles.
Yeah.
Zoomed that telephoto lens in.
Real, yeah, like, we need a focus puller.
Yeah, yeah, real tight. Make them look closer together.
Yeah.
MTV tricks.
As we fall into this challenge, the natural leaders emerge. Or people who think they're natural leaders, right?
People grab for the leadership position.
Right, right. Who do you think was successful in that grab or not so successful?
Well, I mean, whether you like it or not, Jordan was successful in that grab. You know, being the loudest voice.
Sure.
You know.
Polly. The fact that Polly and Nani had kind of like a scuffle last week to this week, Polly's like, hey, Nani. And, you know, Nani's just like falling in line with him. Tells me that Polly's kind of a leader on the team at this point.
Or that Nani is mature enough to let things go. You know? Yeah. And work as a team.
Yeah. That's definitely to Nani's credit. Ashley playing the cheerleader role.
That can backfire sometimes where people are like, why the hell isn't she working? Case in point, when Ninja tried doing that shit.
Right.
And everyone.
And Zach's like, even Ashley's doing more than you.
Yeah, right.
And she's over there with her pom poms. Go fight, win. What did you think when Zach splashed Ninja? I felt bad.
It's weird how easy it is for Zach to be like outwardly aggressive towards women.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see him doing that shit to men.
Yeah.
He knows, oh shit, that'll come back at me.
That'll backfire,
like,
for sure.
Like, if I do that to Turbo, I'm going to fucking cry tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to look like a big fucking pussy.
Yeah.
So I guess I should kick Sam in the back. Or no, he pushed her. He pushed her down.
Oh.
On the sand dunes.
Or I guess I should force Amanda into an elimination. Or splash Ninja.
Yeah, yeah.
Or humiliate Jenna in the bathroom all night long.
Yeah, all those things.
God, you're right. They're just swamp donkeys.
Yeah, yeah.
Quote. That was a Zach quote from...
Made from a spare part of a man.
From the rib. Women are just made from ribs of men. He'll never live that down.
Zach is a fucking maniac.
Do you think he's matured at all?
No.
Or he's just learned to keep his mouth shut?
He learned to keep his mouth shut. He knows how he wants to look on television.
Right. Which is lean.
Yeah.
Which is true. Which is not so bulky as he used to be.
This is true.
But yeah, he splashed Ninja. I felt bad. Ninja's like, you know, Zach just likes to humiliate people and doesn't know how to be a team player. But to be honest, Ninja kind of got on my nerves today.
Well, when did she not get on your nerves?
She didn't get on my... Well, she got my nerves last week during that one. Like, she doesn't need you right now. Give her some space.
Yeah, yeah. That was annoying.
Yeah. But the week before when she kicked Laurel's ass, or questionably, ... that she didn't really annoy me.
Good point.
Yeah.
That was a
good week for Ninja.
Strong showing for Ninja, for sure.
But I thought it was interesting how each team had people in front of them kind of testing the water. Like, oh, there's a dip here. Like, there's, you know.
That's definitely smart.
Yeah. Because there was a lot of people to just carry that thing. But I kept getting nervous. Like, put your pyramid together. Like, get it tighter. Because it felt like the pyramids were falling apart.
As soon as they sat it into the water, the foam pyramids would... Pyramid pieces would drift apart.
Right.
That's why when they were like, let's just sit it in the water and let it float. No, that's fucking stupid.
Did you notice the time that the relic fell off and hit Jenny right in the head? It just like tumbled off and smacked her in the head. And she took a moment. She's like, oh, and then just like went and got it. Like
because it's like the jarring thing of like, oh my God, I was just hit by this boulder size. Wait, it was styrofoam. Right. Let me grab this.
True, but like she recovered instantly, which is, you know. If a big giant piece of styrofoam hit me in the head, I would milk it for a minute.
Yeah, let me enjoy this. Let me enjoy this moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Please. I can get some camera time. Jordan tells Ninja to shut the fuck up, and then they go to commercial.
Yeah.
And then Zach comes back and splashes her, calls her worthless. Jordan's being a boss. They're just fighting.
Jordan was really on one this episode.
Yeah.
The fucking dishes, telling Ninja to shut the fuck up. Getting in Turbo's face for him having fun.
Yeah. Before that, though, Georgia says the UK team and the US team are about to go head-to-head and we're not going to move. But then, like, they weren't head-to-head. They were, like, side-by-side and it was no drama.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they were acting as if they were speeding trains heading right towards each other.
When they're all juggling, like, a 40, 50 pound.
At the end of the day, it's like, let's just make this easier on each other.
Excuse
me.
Thank you. Pardon me. Thank you very much. USA wins. What do you think about a winning team having so much fighting? They are winning, but they're fighting.
Yeah, that's super annoying. And also it feels like things could maybe hit a wall with their wins. If here's my question. What fat do you think they need to trim? Fat's the wrong word. Who do you think they need to get out of there for a more
cohesive team?
Yeah.
If the challenge lives and dies on compatibility and congeniality, then get Paulie and Jordan out of there, and Zach maybe.
That's not necessarily what I'm asking. You want it to be a strong team, but then you also, you want it to be, you know.
I think in part, the ire that they have for each other, or this like just war that's within brewing within the US team, is kind of what's keeping them together. It's kind of what's making them fight.
Maybe
they're all
bunch
fighting
of...
against each other, but they're all bringing it because they don't want to be perceived as the weak one on the team. Because they know that everyone's looking at them. With everyone in their house, in their coop, is looking at them. So they've got to bring it, right?
Got a couple guys in the dick measuring contest.
Yeah. So I think in a way, it's kind of keeping them together.
I don't know if that's what's keeping them together. I think that's what's keeping them winning. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what's keeping them together.
Well, that's what I mean, keeping them winning. I don't mean they're not together necessarily, and there's a lot of fraction in the team.
I get you.
But they're still competitively ahead of the other team, no matter which way you slice it. You know, they're more experienced because they've done more challenges. They have the foresight to do the puzzles in their heads, you know, and get it done. I go back to when they were like, just shoot him out right now. Once we have all the puzzle pieces on the board, we'll figure out the puzzle while he's swimming. Like, that foresight is kind of the hallmark of the US team. Whereas the Brits, you know, they're not necessarily, they don't have that foresight. But it comes from experience.
Experience, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they're both, it seems like both teams are fighting just as much. But when you don't have that experience and that muscle behind you, then you can see what's happening to the UK team.
The US team, pinpointing what you would need to remove to make that a better team, I feel is difficult. But for the UK, I feel like either Bear and Theo or Joss and Rogan, if two of those people were gone, it would send the team in a very
in an aligned direction.
Yeah, I feel
so. It looks like then Theo's on the chopping block too, then, by the end of this episode,
potentially. Have you heard, I've recently heard that Theo is a little bit of a dick.
Oh, you recently heard this?
Yeah, like, but Theo always seemed kind of like a cool guy. Like, haven't we always talked about how he seemed like a cool guy?
In the challenge house, he's cool, funny, whatever, but I've heard he's kind of a dick. Everybody's kind of said he's a dick.
Hey, people can be dicks sometimes.
And you can be funny also.
Yeah.
You can be a funny dick who wins and is fun to be around.
Do you think that's it? Do you think he's a funny dick, or do you think he's just an annoying asshole?
It depends. We're seeing a funny side. You know, it's all in editing, so who knows, yeah, really. But, you know, he's probably a dick, and he's probably got a lot of friends. And
I'm trying to think of where I heard that, and it may have been Bananas saying it. So I guess it's I guess that could be a very one-sided,
you know, I'm trying
opinion
to get Bananas' mom to come on the podcast. I know Bananas' mother.
How do you know Bananas'
through
mother?
Through a friend of mine that I work with.
Really?
She's really good friends with Bananas' mom.
That is, yeah, crazy.
Yeah. So I'm like, can you get her on our show? It's like, I need her on. So the USA team wins, and then Josh says, you guys get the win and then fight. Not get the win and, like, let's be cool, but...
I mean...
We all need time to get emotional, but do it after the win.
Look, we got the win.
Now
trust
cry.
Me, there's going to be more fighting, but, like...
Now you can cry. We've got the win, now you can cry. So now, let's talk about the Turbo Jordan nonsense.
Well, Turbo just wanted to enjoy himself, celebrate a little.
Give the editors a little Dragon Ball Z time.
Get out a little extra energy.
Yeah, and he had a smile on his face.
Yeah, he was just enjoying himself.
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
Exactly what we saw. I don't think there was any more on the cutting room floor. I think that is exactly what we saw, because they replayed it from a couple different angles. Like, he's just kicking the relics. And I think probably what was left out of the edit, if anything, was that Jordan was afraid maybe that if the relics came off the stands, that they would be disqualified. Like, oh, the relics off the stand because they had blown the horn, the game was over. But you never know. Like, stop kicking the things off because you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe that was part of why Jordan was reacting that way. And I'm only playing devil's advocate, because why else would Jordan react that way except for, like, just to be a dick?
I think it was just Jordan consistently being a dick for the full day, all the way up through the challenge, including after the win, when someone is just minding their own business celebrating, and it was like, oh really, now me too, you motherfucker. And that was all it took, is for Jordan to say one goddamn thing to Turbo.
You think Turbo was holding it in from, like, other things that Jordan had been doing all day?
It had been building with Turbo, like, all day long, all through the challenge, watching Jordan scream at Ninja. you know, and then just being like, nope, the end.
Maybe.
Ends right now.
I mean, that's definitely a possibility because Jordan had been on one.
Yeah.
Just trying to see it from Jordan's side, if there is a way to see it from his perspective, maybe he thought they'd be disqualified or something if they came off.
He said they still need to shoot it again. Production still is going to have to get another shot.
Oh, he said
this.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
It's like, who the fuck gives a shit?
About production. They'll put it on.
Yeah. Oh, and if I break this one, guess what? The losing team has two over there, and we can just grab one of those.
Exactly.
Jordan is such a fucking, oh my God, so fucking unlikable.
This season, for sure. I used to really root for Jordan. And this season, like, I feel like I'm supposed to be rooting for Jordan towards the end. I feel like Jordan's in for the long haul.
Unfortunately.
I mean, I don't know if that's true, but I feel like just the edit that he's getting, but he is very unlikable this season, and I'm just glad that me and Tori agree. Mm-hmm. Like, this is why I hated you before I loved you. But Turbo says, don't piss me off if you're not ready for big fighting.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to start saying that to you. Pussy chicken. In the trailer this week, they had that scene, but in that scene, Turbo called Jordan a pussy chicken, and they cut that part from the actual episode. He called him a pussy chicken later, but in that one clip that they showed, like the advanced clip that they always put out the day of the challenge, he had called him a pussy chicken, but they for some reason cut that little bit out.
Maybe you can only say pussy once in pussy, a...
Maybe you can only say pussy chicken once. Chicken is the... Yeah. You get it? Are you with me?
I'm
How many beers have you had?
Just the 10.
Okay. So that's Ryan. He buys 2 5-packs.
Yep.
Don't piss me off if you're not ready for big fighting. I like CT still kind of like play-by-playing it. That's what Turbo does. He kicks shit. Like, calm down.
Yeah, calm down, Jordan. Calm the fuck down. If I were Turbo, I would have, especially when Jordan was like, come on yeah. over. While
just
Turbo's
egging
being
him on, like,
held back by security.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would have killed Jordan in his bed that night if I were Turbo.
You know, though, what really affected me about that fight was when Turbo's yelling at him and he says, you're not my dad, you're not my boss. There was something like really pure about that. Did you hear him say that?
I heard him
say
that.
You're not my dad.
To me,
my boss.
To me, number one, it could have been a reference to Jordan kept saying, like, call me daddy throughout the episode.
Oh, that was weird too. You're right.
Okay,
if he Jordan. Says my name, I'll tell him how to pronounce it correctly. Daddy. That's weird.
But that itself could be a reference to Turbo calling Nani mom.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to justify the weird behavior. A bunch of crazy adults
Crazy adults who are younger than you?
Yeah.
Who are reality stars?
Yeah.
You'll be joining them when we win the Spartan race in LA. Turns out you don't have to win the Spartan race. Like, I think they just interview you.
Can we just go and get interviewed and not do the race?
Probably doesn't look good on our record. These two jimmies.
I save it for game day.
TJ says, I hope everyone's calmed down now and the USA team wins.
What's Jemmy's little club with the other two?
Forever Petty.
You could be the next member of
I
Forever
hope to
Petty.
Be. I'm going to ask them because I'm going to Philly this weekend to see the Challenge Mania Live event. I'm going to see Tony. I'm going to see Anissa. And then I'm going to see Forever Petty, the Forever Petty group chat squad, Kayla, Marie Rhoda, and Jemmy. I guess they have a group chat that they've named Forever Petty. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm living for it. I got a great hotel room. I'm excited.
Sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, I'm going to post about it. I'm going to do like a live story on our Instagram at You Killed It Podcast. So if you follow us on Instagram, watch our story this coming Sunday the 13th. I'll be in Philadelphia at the Challenge Mania Live. You can't tape the show, but up till and before.
But I will anyway.
You can't tape the show, but I can definitely get some lives while I'm at the VIP meet and greet. So I'll be doing that. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm going to get some more, you know, recordings for our show. Anyway, Zach wormed his way in to get the speaker role. You guys, quit fighting. I guess I have to be speaker.
No, he like flat out said like, Turbo will vote with his emotions. We can't have that happen.
And that's true. Turbo would have. Yeah. And was, yeah.
But then it sucks that they like bring him in anyway, like some pandering bullshit.
I'm glad that they brought him in, but I knew from the beginning why they did it then is that his vote would never matter.
Yeah, for sure. I also like that he didn't change it though.
I do too.
Until Jordan
apologized.
Came up and apologized.
Yeah. But I thought that Zach could have had some balls and pulled in, instead of Tori, pull in Jordan. All right. You both are in the wrong in your own way. So, Zach, I'm the speaker, Jordan and Turbo.
Yeah, that would have been very interesting.
Yeah, and it's a guy's elimination. So, you can't vote in Jordan because I'm right now saying he's in the tribunal. So, let's work this out. That would have been a baller
Zach's
move.
Zach's not that smart.
He's not. But, you know, what's interesting? Let's talk about Leroy. Leroy kind of continues to lead the team in a way, right? Calling out 1, 2, 3, kind of putting himself in the leader role. He was the first one to scold Zach when Zach splashed Ninja.
Mm-hmm. And he got between Turbo and Jordan.
Yeah, he's like...
But I didn't like. I didn't like it when Leroy was holding back...
I did.
Turbo. I didn't. Because it's like one person gets to be a fucking terror all fucking day long. They get to be 100 for hours. And then when I go to 100 for 5 minutes... Everyone's on me like, Turbo, calm down. Nani's like, Turbo.
But they weren't saying it like that. They weren't saying like, Turbo, it's no big deal, calm down. They're saying, Turbo, you are an assassin and you're wanting to put your hands on him and it's only going to result in you going home.
Where was you saying this shit 8 hours ago when he started up?
Fine, you know? But here's the thing is Jordan hadn't started up with Turbo till right in that moment. Jordan had been starting with everybody else. Had Jordan been starting with Turbo all day, people probably would have said, Jordan, don't fuck with him. Like, he's turns.
But why is he the one that Jordan's not allowed to fuck with? Only because he will eventually go to 100.
Exactly.
But someone needs to go to 100 and smack the fucking
someone
taste
does,
out of Jordan's
but nobody
mouth.
Wants to have Turbo leave the team. Yeah, they're saying, like, calm down, you're making it worse, but they're just really what I think they're saying is Turbo. Like, you fight, you're going to fight, you're going to hit him, and it's going to be over for you.
If I'm Turbo, I don't want people saying that shit to me in that moment, because then I feel like they're on Jordan's side.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
It's like... Like I said, where were you up until this point? When I turned, you're all of a sudden concerned.
Well, that was a hole in the episode that I felt like I could have filled. Like, I was, why isn't anybody talking to Turbo, calming him down privately and saying, like, listen, man, look into the future and see, like, you, if you do anything, you're going to be the one to leave the game. You're going to go out because you hit him or whatever. Like, that's how I would have approached it. You know, and I thought that's what Nani was trying to say, but Nani ended up saying, like, Jordan's cool. No one's perfect. She looked great in that scene, though.
Yeah, Nani looked great.
So Turbo, Tori, and Zach are the tribunal. Georgia says, oh, that's going to be an awkward boat trip. She was right.
And it was.
It was written.
It didn't look like it would have been an enjoyable boat trip to begin with.
Like anyone.
Yeah, like us three together. Awesome. Great. My favorite three, us three, and we get to sip on some water.
Like, an ugly boat on dirty water.
You don't see those three ever like hanging out together, right. You know? So it's not like, it's not their natural inclination right. to just go get some private time. And then some private time just like all cramped together and they can't even sip on some fucking champagne right. or something. Not a mimosa in sight.
Right. Like, does it have to be Essentia Water that's sponsoring this challenge?
Seriously, you can't get, like, isn't a beer company that's willing to...
You can't get Franzia boxed wine?
Seriously.
Melon flavor, please. Kyle's talking up Jordan, trying to get Jordan riled up, right? He wants them to get into a fist fight because
for
it can
sure.
only help their team
that
if
was
they eliminate
so
themselves.
So funny when Jordan was talking about puffing out his chest and Kyle was like, yeah, man, you'd kick his ass.
You'd just fucking kill him.
You'd fuck yeah. him up. Like, yeah. knowing full well that, like, Turbo would break him in half.
Yeah, come on.
Just giving awful advice. That made
Which
me
love Which is what Kyle's
Kyle.
Been doing. Kyle's been doing that all season. Like, oh yeah, I think this is the alliance that was on Wes's side, Laurel. And just kind of, he's the puppet master.
It's true.
But I do have some issues with Kyle. Like, this whole episode, he did this last week too, or maybe the week before, where they didn't vote in, or they voted in Bear, or something happened, and he just stood up from the tribunal and like, stormed off, remember? Or
yeah.
stood up from the deliberations, but not the tribunal.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, stands up from the table, walks over the table, leaves.
Storms away, yeah. And then today they don't vote in Rogan, and he punches like the post.
Mm-hmm. And then comes back for her final yeah. word. Like,
it's like, calm down.
Rogan is his new Cara Maria, it seems. Like, he can't fucking stop talking about Rogan.
Yeah, like, what's that? Let's remind everybody that Kyle keeps talking about, like, Rogan needs to go in and prove himself. And yes, this isn't technically Rogan's rookie season. Rogan had a season before where he pussed out on the very first challenge. We all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the very first challenge. Rogan's proved himself, at least in the challenges this season. Kyle keeps saying, like, you need to go down the proving ground. That's why it's called the proving ground, because that's where you prove yourself. What if it had been called the killing floor? What would he have said? He wouldn't have had that joke. But anyway, he keeps saying this to Rogan. You need to go prove yourself. You need to go prove yourself. I'll take you back to Kyle's rookie season, where he skated through to the end, never facing one single elimination. That was his rookie season. Like, what is he talking about? He happened to fall in with Cara Maria, who basically saved his ass that whole season.
I guess he considers a relationship with Cara Maria the proving grounds.
Right. I mean, it was
that
kind
is,
of.
That is the killing floor if there ever was
no,
one.
No, that was the relationship was the proving grounds. The triangle was the killing floor.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Rogan says, I would never vote you in CT. I'm the new CT.
That was funny. I even watched CT's face. to be like, how's this going to read?
CT kind of smirked, right? That's what you saw as well? A little. Okay.
A little. Yeah, like, sure you are, bud.
Right. So we're at the deliberations. Tori, Turbo, and Zach are just watching, kind of like, did you see their faces? They were just like, what?
I get the impression that the UK team argues loudly for long stretches of time.
So do I. And I get the impression that it's hard for the Americans to understand them.
I get that impression too.
Because their eyebrows are furrowed and they're like really squinting in. Yeah. Like, what are they saying? It's hard to understand Theo when he talks.
Yeah, I really get the impression that they're just catching as catch can during right. this. Because at a certain point, it does seem like they're getting frustrated, but I feel like the frustration is coming from just hearing, like...
Not being able to quite...
Yeah, and it just seeming like a lot of... Like, you're trying to hear a conversation in a bar. Like, a conversation across the room in a bar, you know?
So CT has to, like, pick a side, and then he ends up voting in Bear. He and Idris... Idris stands with Rogan and votes in Bear, ultimately, in the end. Kyle gets pissed off. He's playing very emotional. He wants Rogan to prove himself.
Do you think that that's a good vote for the team to send Bear in?
Sending Bear? No. I think Bear's a really strong player.
I agree. I thought that was the wrong move.
Yeah.
They should have gone for Joss and Rogan first.
No, they should have gone with Idris first of all.
Well, fine. Okay, fine.
The UK team's trying to eliminate their weakest players. I think their weakest player at this point in the game is Idris. Followed by Kyle. I think Kyle's one of the weaker players on that team because it's not CT. CT's not a weak player. I think Rogan and Joss clearly are not weak players, and Bear and Theo are strong players. So who does that leave? You got Kyle kind of skating by as well, and Idris. So I think if you're in a UK team trying to eliminate your weaker players, you put in your Kyles, you put in your Idrises.
What I'm thinking about, though, is the final, you know? And I feel like Theo and Bear would do a lot better in the final than Joss and Rogan.
Sure, but keep them. But before you get any of them out, if you're the UK team voting in your weakest players, vote in your weakest players.
You know, we don't know. We don't know about Idris.
Come on.
Fine. Send him to the killing floor.
The end zone, please. I want to see the scene where the medic comes to wrap Kyle's hand after he punches the post. They have to halt things, and then after his hand's wrapped, he goes back. Deliberations.
It's him punching the post, and it cuts to the next morning with Kyle like coming in from the hospital, and everyone's cheering him on, and he's like got a big cast in his hand.
Oh, Kyle. And then Bear gets voted in, and he talks it's so funny to me because he talked to the tribunal, and they're like, who do you want us to send in? And he's like, well, isn't it obvious? And they're all kind of like, Rogan? Like, it wasn't obvious. Like, we don't understand what you guys were saying.
No, we have no fucking clue. Rogan? Just tell us who you want, please.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, obviously, Rogan. And then he says, hasta luego, buenos noches. You know he's fighting an MMA fight soon.
Bear is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, he got jacked up for this War of the Worlds, too. I hope to see him next season. I think, of course, we will. I think he's going to be there.
Is it like a real MMA fight?
I'm not sure.
That's on TV?
I didn't read the article. I just read the headline. Turbo and Jordan, they go on the boat ride. Tori and Turbo talk. And Turbo says he's open to possibly accepting an apology from Jordan. It takes a while for him to get there, though. But he eventually says, like, yes.
He does seem like it seems like he's the kind of guy who takes a second for him to get to the place where he's even willing to accept an apology or to like hear an apology. But like once he's to that point, it seems like he's a level-headed guy.
Yeah. And also I think that, you know, there's a level of insult that Jordan hurled on him
for
just
sure.
by getting in his face. So for that sure. You have to apologize for that. And he's not going to even think about not throwing you in unless you apologize. Like you did something not cool for no reason.
Yeah.
and you've got to apologize for it. But at this point in the show, we don't know where it's going to go, and Jordan is possibly going to get voted in. Turbo keeps talking about voting in Jordan. Dee freaks out about Rogan, getting her feelings involved. I'm a little over that already.
Yeah, no more of it, you know. Keep it at the level that it's at this point.
Yeah.
Like, if we get more than that next episode, it's
like, I'll give it a 15-second run.
Give me
15 seconds an episode is fine.
Because who knows, maybe 3 episodes from now we'll be like, oh, that was the 15 seconds that made me realize that this is a couple that I like.
Because he says, I'll make you proud.
But ultimately, I know I don't like them enough to get 20 seconds next episode.
That's true. I'll make you proud, he says. Even if I get voted down to the floor, I'll make you proud. And then they go out drinking.
Why was Dee in full makeup and like in her workout clothes? Did you
notice that? She's on TV, Ryan. What a dumb question.
But no, it was like,
wouldn't you be?
It was like eyelashes.
Would you come
and everything
out as you do every day? No, you'd get you'd take a shower, you'd get done up, shave.
I'm always camera ready though.
That's true. Then they go drinking, and I wrote down drinking after all that. Is this the best idea? I thought a lot worse was going to happen.
You thought Turbo was going to like
throw
Jordan.
Did. Because I was still thinking that Turbo was going to get DQ'd on this episode.
Gotcha.
I was still like, and they were still building this thing by constantly going back to that storyline and purposely not showing you that Jordan apologized before the vote.
Mm-hmm.
They purposely did that so that you would think they're just, you know, they're crafting a narrative.
They're crafty.
It's conflict. It's conflict resolution. But Turbo's pissed off and Nani's like, Turbo, be sensible. Nani really won, I think, this episode for that reason. She's just like talking him down, making sense, being a sensible player. Whereas last week, they tried to make it seem like Nani was
in that regard,
the least sensible.
I think Tori needs to really be up for in the runnings for winner of the episode.
Agreed, for sure. I do agree that if Turbo had voted in Jordan, I agree with Jordan when he said then Turbo's next. We got rid of Wes who did it. We got rid of Bananas. Although I don't think that many people would have turned on Turbo, and they purposely put him in the tribunal where his voice wouldn't matter, but just to kind of placate him.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree, like, okay, Turbo, calm down. Don't throw in anybody from your team. Let's get through this.
I feel like a different player in that same position could have gone from person to person and been like, look, I understand, but this is why we have to vote in Jordan, and like got people to flip on Jordan and been like, you know what? I think that's, you know, for the good of the team, you might be right this time.
Who would have been able to do that? If Jordan had come up to anybody in that situation that wasn't Turbo, who do you think could have gotten the rest of the team to flip on Jordan?
Well, like,
nobody.
You don't think that someone could have got, like, Ninja to flip on Jordan?
Sure.
So now we got two. Okay,
no,
the ball is rolling.
If Jordan ever crosses you in life, you know how to deal with it.
Yeah, I could just talk to Ninja.
Right.
We'll have
call
two.
Ninja, tweet her. It's fine.
And then the ball will be rolling.
And then they went to commercial. I was like, you know what? They haven't played any war music this episode. And we're getting pretty late, so they must not be playing any war music this episode. And of course they come back with their 70s Vietnam era music.
I missed it this episode. It didn't pop for me. What was the song?
It's right when they get back from the boat ride.
Sing it.
I just wrote down the words. I don't remember the song. But Tori asks Jordan to apologize and says, you're not just playing for yourself. You're playing for us. We're both playing. Like, you're in a couple now. She says, you can't just scream at people. He's like, sure you can. I really love that moment with Georgia and Bear, kind of curled up.
Thinking about Josh upstairs crying in his pillow.
Yeah. But still, it was a sweet moment. This is why I think...
It made me think Georgia's probably mostly over Bear, but still kind of likes them. But like is smart enough to not like maybe go down that road again.
Fair. I think that for that reason, they have longevity in terms of like maybe a long haul couple. Like 3 or 4 seasons, maybe they'll have ended up together. I like them together. There's something that matches about them, and not just because they're British. Bear just needs to grow up a little, and then probably will realize that Georgia is the best for him. It's kind of like Zach and Jenna. Like, Zach kind of pushed Jenna away and was kind of a dick to Jenna for so long, and then woke up one day and realized, like, oh, shit, I'm letting a good girl get away, right?
Yep.
So, did you know it's called the Proving Ground because you go down there to prove yourself?
What if it were called the Killing Floor?
That's what I'm saying. Chicken Jordan. I decided not to vote for Chicken Jordan. And then they replay the apology, and it was just very, like, nothing. It was like, all right, man, I accept your apology. I would have hated to have to vote you in.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that it would have mattered at all, but I would have hated to say your name.
Turbo should have still voted Jordan.
Fingers in the air?
Yeah.
Walloped. What do you think of this? It's basically Hall Brawl times 5.
Yeah, Hall Brawl with more halls.
Hall Brawl with more halls and The same amount of brawls. It would have been cool for them to figure out a way for those halls to intersect more than once. Like, it's more of a maze that you
catch each other. Like a figure eight?
That would be interesting to do a hall brawl that was a maze that you didn't know how, like the layout. Eight? Yeah, not even that, but like you don't know the layout of the maze and you could be brawling at any moment.
I feel like the problem with that is the potential that they would never brawl. Like that they would never get to each other.
Fine. Or the potential that they would continue to brawl.
I feel like the reason that they go with one hallway is that it guarantees a brawl.
Mm. So you think that people are watching for the brawl and not the hall? I want to see beautiful halls. You know I love a nice hall.
You got all enthusiastic about the fact that they put five halls in this one. That you just
It's because I love halls.
You went a little overboard. You got too excited. You lost
is that
sight.
Five halls,
you
Ryan,
lost sight
I said?
Of the. Of what this challenge is all about. Okay.
I would love to see a challenge mixed with like a flipped one of those house shows.
There you go.
Let's put five halls in this house.
You know what would look good in this hall? A window.
Sconces. That's what this show needs. Less brawls, more halls. Okay, who did you think was going to win? What did you think was going to be the outcome of this? First of all, were you surprised that they voted in Joss? They didn't really give you an insider's view. And in fact, when the tribunal left deliberations, Zach was like, well, that clears that up, I guess. We'll just talk about it later. And they never bring up Joss's name. You know, we're never privy to that kind of conversation.
I guess they thought, do you think that they just thought that Joss was a stronger competitor and they were like, we need to get one of the strong, because I feel like Bear is probably maybe stronger than Theo, so they just went with the two strongest people and put them against each other.
I think too, like, smart. Obviously Zach is aligned with Kyle, so Kyle's never gonna go in. Everybody thinks that Joss is stronger and better than Rogan, so that I still would have loved the dynamic. And I think a lot needs to be said about throwing in friends against each other mentally. Like, if they had thrown in Georgia last week instead of Jenny, Georgia versus Nicole, part of me is like, well, maybe Nicole would have won because Georgia would have hated to eliminate her friend. And, like, she was already a wreck just standing there. So maybe mentally, like, let's get to her there that way. But then also part of me is like, no, that would have just put a bigger target on them. And now Georgia, who probably is going to come back, is going to come for Nani and everybody, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Whereas Jenny doesn't seem to have a malicious bone in her body. And like, yeah, you throw Jenny in, like you said, like maybe Nani's overreaching on the Jenny's going to come for me. Because Jenny kind of is like, okay, I'm a rookie. I got to prove myself. I'm fun. I'm fine. Everything's good. She seems
when you're,
like wholesome
when you're
that
a
way.
Winner, you know, you don't sweat little things like Georgia or Nicole.
Yeah, exactly. So this time I thought like it could have done, I would have loved to see a Bear versus Theo match. Like them to throw in Bear against his friend Theo and just see what that did mentally. Because they're breaking up the alliance either way then. Whereas throwing in Joss, they're breaking up an alliance. Like one of the alliances will definitely be broken up. But this way, Bear versus Theo, they're breaking up that alliance either way. So
no, you're right. Bear versus Theo would have made for a really interesting
culmination.
Hey, we still have Joss versus Rogan as a possibility.
That's true.
And that would be a hell of a fight.
Were you surprised that they sent in Joss though?
No, I wasn't surprised that they sent in Joss.
And how did you think
it made sense?
How did you think it was going to play out?
I wasn't entirely sure. I mean, we've seen how well Joss has fared in eliminations before, like when it was him versus Derek. Mm-hmm. That was one of the craziest eliminations ever, you know? And two people that
went on for hours.
Yeah. And like Derek is one of the strongest.
A beast.
You know? But then I wondered, will Bear get it with speed?
Because he seems smaller than Joss. Mm-hmm. Like, would he go low and then just kind of duck around?
And not even like about going low. I was thinking like Bear looked small and fast, like a soccer player or something. I was thinking maybe Bear would be at the end of the second hallway by the time
Joss
was round in the first.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it didn't.
Bear got a lead on the second round when he tripped Joss, and then Joss caught himself again on another trip because of the first trip. So that was the only way that Bear got that one bell.
Had to trip.
Yeah, he had to trip. Hey, anything matters. You got to club an ankle, club a knee, ask Tonya Harding.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, it's a hall brawl. Anything to win those halls. Do you want to tell people what's in our hall? What's going to be in our hall?
A brawl?
No, maybe. Because I want to put the posters, the Challenge Mania live event posters.
Yeah, Ephraim's got himself quite the collection of Challenge Mania live posters.
And they're all framed?
They're now framed.
They're now framed, and I'm putting them in the hall. I'm just waiting to get the Philly one, which has Tony in a boxing ring.
And then Miami.
And then Miami to see Nani. And then that's it for the year. I got to calm down.
Then England for Christmas.
Right. That would be a great one. Okay, so who's your MVP of the episode? Who won the episode? Who lost the episode for you?
MVP, maybe Turbo or Joss.
Okay.
I think they both put on a good show, for sure.
Okay.
It's hard to get an MVP out of the challenge, exactly, because it was such a group challenge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How about you?
For me, Tori. Tori wins this episode because she's got her head on right and isn't being affected by the game in a negative way, but really is keeping her head straight and like sees clearly what Jordan's doing wrong and is also able to talk him out of bullshit.
Yeah.
And like talk some sense into him. Like, yes, you do need to apologize because you shouldn't be screaming in people's face because you don't know how people are going to react to what you do. Like, Turbo's a different kind of dude. So don't scream in his face.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they never said, just sidebar, I'm glad that they never said it's his culture, because it's not. You get in anyone's face and it doesn't matter what your culture is. You can't scream in people's face like that. I would have been just as pissed off. Like, I'm doing nothing to you.
Seriously.
I'm minding my own goddamn business and I'm having fun. I'm in a good place. We just won. Like, get off
me. Having fun after we just won this game.
Yeah. Yeah. So who's your loser of the episode?
Jordan.
Fair. So that was our episode on this episode. Do you want to talk now about what I've been burning to tell you?
Yeah.
This is social media. This is our new social media segment. I've decided we should put it at the end. That way, like, if you don't want to listen to the social media segment, then you don't have to. But the social media segment is about Kara and Paulie. So apparently Kara got on live and was like, I wish people would stop talking about our relationship. We've always had an open relationship, completely ignoring the fact that Paulie had cheated on her before with his ex, and that was the narrative, was that he had cheated on her and that they had worked through it. She's like, he never ever cheated on me. We've always been in an open relationship. It's always been that way. And you don't know anything about us. Are we together? Are we friends? Are we engaged? You don't know. You can't see my ring finger. So you don't know. So please stop speculating, right? Mm-hmm. But throwing in the are we friends thing was weird. And then Paulie gets on his live and says that he and Kara have broken up. Unfortunately, they just, you know, had to split. Please respect their privacy. And then, of course, the internet exploded, like talking about, well, he was just using her. And now that he feels like he's established himself on the challenge, he doesn't need her anymore. And that he was encouraging her to take a season off. So, like, to try to get to worm his way into the challenge without her. But then the very next day, which was today, Wednesday, they got on live together and they were both basically like, we were just trolling you guys. This really just shows you don't know anything. We did this as a social media experiment to prove to our haters, like, you don't know us. So we're really together. Everything's fine. Gotcha. And I'm like, who the fuck cares? Obviously I do.
I know.
Listen to the social media segment.
You watched it all and now we're talking about it. But
yeah. You know, I was convinced for a second that they had caught wind that there was going to be an exes season next season. So they were trying to make themselves exes.
Interesting.
So that they could guarantee themselves a spot.
Interesting. That's an interesting conspiracy theory.
I didn't come up with that. I read that on Reddit and I agreed with it. So anyway.
Do you think that they were actually doing an experiment? You think they were going through a little bit of drama and actually broke up on their social media accounts?
I think they were going through a little bit of drama and they were just trying to like do damage control, but then it came out. It's just weird. They're so weird. And I'm digging them this season because they're not really focused on them so much.
Yeah.
But if I watch their social media, it's hard to stay on their team because they're both like thirst traps.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
That's our social media segment.
Thirst traps trapped us.
Exactly. Damn. It's true. But speaking of social media, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Instagram at You Killed It Podcast. And I'll be doing lives all weekend or at least Sunday when I'm at the Challenge Mania event. Just seeing, you know, they're fun. So if you're in Philadelphia and you're going to the event, let's meet up because I don't have any friends in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be all alone, just me and Tony Raines.
Could be worse.
Could be worse, yeah.
Does Tony know what hotel you're staying in yet?
Not yet. I'm playing it by ear.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, good episode, Ryan.
Good episode, Ephron.
See you next week. Same time, same place.
Sounds good. And with that, I've been Ryan Kane.
I'm Ephron Jr.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Ryan and Ephraim, you guys absolutely killed it.